This recording, Romania 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form the rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch, which is the part high above, and it too ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friend says he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was going to open universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky.
Okay. This is from when I was 4 years, I guess. And I was living with my grandparents, and they had a guest. And as usual, they put some drink on the table for him. I suppose that guest, he thought I was interested in their drinks or something, because he gave me his glass to taste. And of course, I drank it all. And in few minutes, like 5-10 minutes, I got so dizzy, and nobody could realize what was wrong with me, because nobody saw me when I drank that. And my grandmother gave me dog food dish, and I was I had to take it to the dog, and all the way through the dog I was just spitting food. So it was until I got to the dog, it was nothing left in the dish. And oh my god, I felt so bad. I threw up a lot, and like 2 days I was, my parents were so worried, and they had a big argument with my grandparents, because like, why did you let her drink? I mean, she's so young and she's not supposed to drink. Well, it was okay after 2 or 3 days. It was okay finally.